for sure.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me grab him. I'll get the rate reduced. Hang on here.
Okay.
Hey, Scott. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a busy day today, but, you know, it's a good problem. He asks for more blessing. He gives you more work. Can't complain.
Yep. No doubt.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. You got a unique situation here. You acquired a business, and it looks like those listings are still there, and Google's opened up a spot for a new company, and it's technically that spot. So she asked me to kind of jump on the line and go over that and apply some discounts with you. But did you have any questions like about the listing or how any of it works?
Well, I guess a little bit. So this is kind of a weird scenario. This is the second company I'll say I bought.
Okay.
The first company I bought, I got everything. Mm-hmm. This company, the owner ended up in the hospital, decided he wasn't going to operate anymore, kind of handed me their book of work and their employees.
Right.
So as far as I understand, their website is shut down, but they had some liabilities. Of some things that they had done in the past that I did not want to carry over and take ownership of. So that's why we're operating under a new name and stuff. So
understood.
Same employees, very similar practices, just less sketchy. but I didn't know if that made a difference. I'm actually directly across the creek from them. I'm looking at their building right now. So
wow.
We literally moved home base like less than a half a mile away.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if that plays into it. I was telling the prior.
The
girl,
area is important. Yeah. Tara. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was telling her, I said, you know, I get these phone calls all the time. I just had another phone call from someone else.
Mm.
I intentionally have not stood up a website yet.
Okay.
One, because I wanted all of our own pictures and not pictures with SafeTech's name on them. So that was priority number one. And then priority number two, to be honest with you, we started getting so damn busy that I kind of put it on the back burner because I'm only running one crew and don't really plan on bringing a second one on as of yet.
Okay.
Since I just spent like $100,000 on equipment. So, I'm interested in getting Google fixed. The last guy I talked to wanted to go through a whole advertising platform and build a website. I would prefer to build a website myself.
Okay.
I built a website for my other company. I'm a tech guy by trade.
Okay.
I just get into owning businesses. So this is technically my third.
Wow.
But if you guys are able to fix the Google side and kind of coach me in terms of if there's anything else you guys need me to do, I may or may not be able to make that kind of stuff happen. We are still in the process of standing up our back end. So we're working on, I've got it probably 3/4 of the way set up, a program called Arbistar to manage our CRM system and our QuickBooks side to get all those integrations set up and functional. And I'll be honest, I've been more focused on getting the back end set up so I can manage the crew's work as opposed to the front end to bring in more calls yet. But I think we're to that point, you know, as long as it's not like a $5,000 bill to make this happen.
No, not at all.
You know, I'd be interested in seeing what you guys can do. So.
Yeah, like cut that into like a tenth.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so obviously we'll do the name, address, phone number cleanup. We'll get rid of the SafeTech stuff. The new business will need to be verified. We can help you with the website, that's not a problem. We got a package for that. As far as like front end and back end stuff, we actually do both. So we do the advertisement to keep you up there, but we also have an app and a tracking system that acts as like your CRM for this business and to keep track of all the leads and everything that's coming from the online listings. So that way you're not mixing up the businesses. So that'll help you a lot too. It'll be like a centralized hub for you, just as an app on your phone. So I sent you two text messages here.
Okay.
Just to kind of accelerate the conversation. The first one's the pricing page. If you click on that.
Okay.
Yeah, Zach, I'll put you on speaker and we'll look at them at the same time because I'm out in the shop at the moment.
Yeah. And by the way, I literally do this every single day. Like I have a buddy of mine. We're out in California, but he was over in Laguna Beach. Sorry, go ahead.
Hold on a sec. Yeah, my phone went to disconnected and then reconnecting. There we go. Okay, local flash. Yeah, local flash pricing.
Mm-hmm. Scroll down, you'll see the different packages.
The other guy I talked to yesterday was from Ollie. Is that I assume that's a different company than you guys.
It is definitely a different company, but I know what they do. They're just focused on SEO strictly. We're actually a Google partner company. So they oversee all of our operations. Okay. They record our phone calls. You know, they want us in there and make sure these profiles are set up properly, clear discrepancies, do Google verification for businesses. Yeah. So it's a little different. We're not just doing our own marketing. And Ollie is SEO, so they're going to be doing their own thing with you. They're not actually, like, going through Google or verifying any listings through Google. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm interested. Yeah, you're back again.
Yeah, you cut out for a second.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to get this to work. Every time I switch.
Like a Bluetooth?
There we go. We've got a different phone system than I'd use with the other companies, and it's kind of clunky.
That's another
can you
thing,
hear me?
Too. Yeah, I could hear you. I was going to say, we could get you a Google Voice number, too, to separate Creekside from the other stuff without having to get a whole other phone line.
I do. I've got, we're using Verizon OneTalk.
Okay.
Which is fine. It seems to work okay, but it's kind of weird on the iPhones when you switch from the onboard phone system to the app. And so every time it switches, it like drops the call and reconnects and you're still there, but you can't hear me and it just shows reconnecting on my side. So, I'm interested in actually sitting down on the computer and listening to the pitch.
Okay.
But I am out in the shop at the moment and can't see a whole lot on my phone. It's pretty darn sunny out here.
Shoot.
Is there any way we can set up some time maybe tomorrow? And we can do a like a conference call and you can go through what your suggestions are and how to fix it and all that fun.
Yeah. So the pricing page is really straightforward. I just wanted to show you that. But honestly, the way it works is like Google creates a list of companies once the like SafeText listing's been dead for so long, right? That's why their website, everything's down.
Okay.
They're not paying for their Google advertising anymore. So they create a list of you guys, and then basically us and the other Google partners are calling out on it to try to fill it. And I want to get that spot for you guys.
Gotcha.
Because it's like killing two birds with a stone. So what I was just trying to show you, though, is like there's a platinum package on there that has everything that you would need in order for us to clear up the listings, also get you the site, first page placement. It's advertised at $5.99 month to month. I was thinking I could reduce it down to just $2.99 month to month if you're willing to come on board with us today. And then I'll waive the setup fee for you. So there's no other charges. And then I can lock you in at that rate. So that way you're only looking at $2.99 month to month for this.
So that's very doable. But
$10 a day.
So
our minimum.
So month to month, then kind of indefinitely until we strike up a new contract of some sort.
Yeah,
like the platform, or you guys month to month, like forever.
Yeah, it's month to month as long as you're with us. But if you wanted to do like a prepay option to kind of save yourself money, we'll do that. But Google usually wants us to get about 2 months in with you at least on a month to month before we do something bigger.
Okay.
We just kind of want to see how things go, with reviews and everything.
Okay. Right. Well, that was going to be my next question. I know it's not like we flip the switch today and tomorrow things are fixed. I know it takes some time.
Right.
To get all that stuff worked out. So.
Yeah, like right now I would just set it up,
well,
but there would be a interview with our actual back end guys, the ones that would be like building the site and customizing the service for you. I would set that up for like later today or tomorrow or whatever's best for you.
Okay. How are you guys? I assume you're hosting the website yourself then?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do hosting. We're partnered with Google, so we'll actually be able to get you a Google domain, hosting, and all the graphic design.
I've already got...
But if you want to do it yourself,
okay.
I know you mentioned that, but
no,
we have guys that support
you're
you.
You're good. I mean, at $300 a month to straighten out the SEO and everything, I'm all right with it.
Mm-hmm.
I already own a domain name, so I already have creeksidearborist.com.
Perfect.
And I've already got the domain registered with Namecheap at the moment. It's redirecting to our Facebook page. Okay. Because that was a lot easier to stand up and basically log our photos. That's what I've been doing is kind of as we complete jobs, uploading some of the photos to it and boosting the posts and all that fun.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was gathering pictures, it was a lot easier to do it through Facebook as opposed to try to make a website with like zero photos on it.
Right. And
so
I know Facebook,
that was kind of my direction.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't blame you for that. That's a real convenient way to get it out there. Did you say you're doing Facebook ads too?
I did a few of them. They honestly led to nowhere. I didn't get a single phone call. Well, I lied. I got phone calls out of them and I set the radius on Facebook. People
mm-hmm.
called me from way outside the radius wanting to know if we would go there. I think the closest phone call I got was like nearly a 2-hour drive from our shop.
Yeah,
and
that's
so I've killed
off
Facebook advertising. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's my fault. I didn't mean to cut you off. I know what you're talking about though. There's like a way with Facebook where if you put a budget in there, their goal is to spend that budget and start getting you some calls. So it's like if you're not getting anything from the radius that you requested, they kind of automatically will expand it until they could start getting you calls, you know, and leads. So that way they could spend
yeah,
that budget.
It's like a lost cause at that point. I'd rather they didn't spend the budget just to keep people like, we're not driving to the moon to take your tree down, bud.
yeah. 50-60 miles away is kind of a waste of time. But we have Meta certified technicians.
Oh, God, they were further out than that.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far either, unless it's like really like
no.
10K or something, you know?
It was like I said, I think the closest one to the shop was like nearly 2 hours away. It was a long haul. I got two of them out of Facebook and both of them were like that. People wanting to know if we serviced areas that were out in the middle of BFE, nowhere near us. So that's kind of when I got to that point, I was like, screw this. I don't have time for this.
Well, as of January 2024, Google is affiliated with Meta, or Facebook. So we're able to actually allot $100 of that $299 platinum service. Like normally it's a part of the $599 pricing structure, but you'll still get it even though I reduced your rate to Facebook, and then they'll actually have a MetaTech host it for you. So we'll be able to customize it and actually be running it without you having to jump on the computer and work through all those headaches. The goal is just to get you those leads in the local area at the end of the day.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, so can you, I don't know how this works. Like I said, I'm out in the shop. Can you send me a contract or something that I can sign off on by the end of the day, or how does this work?
Yeah. So how it would work is I would create the account and secure the position for you. That way you guys get the spot. We always send a receipt and everything in writing, and then you have a 3-day right of rescission. So basically you got like 3 days to like sign off on those subscription terms. And then I would also schedule your client interview for right now. We could do the client interview at a set time later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow would be best. I think I've got a lot of tomorrow open at the moment. I don't know exactly what times. I'll have to look in the computer.
Well, let me create this DVP first, and then I have to put in the request to get SafeTech deleted too, because we didn't know that it was purchased. So I got some work to do on this end.
Okay.
What's your last name, Scott?
Okay. And I can Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. And I don't know, do you need to get a hold of the prior business owners? Because I can reach out to them and let them know.
We'll have it. The 9655 Cooper Road, Northwest, Jonestown. I mean, we have their number too right here, 614-565-8723. So part of getting it removed is I'll have to communicate with them and just confirm, and then we'll get it expunged.
But
I believe you already just because the website's completely down, and then Google opened up a position for tree services in this area because their payments went dormant.
Gotcha.
That's
okay.
That's fine.
If you guys have any struggles with that, let me know and I'll reach out to Jason and Dave, the prior owners, and let them know that I'm kind of going down this road.
I'll give them a call though. This is what I do like every day. You know, it's updating listings it's just my whole job. Scott Russell is.
They're kind of, when you reach out to them, they're kind of weird. you know, it would be one of those things of like, I understand that just being fully honest so that we can be all on the same page. It would be one of those things that like, I understand Creekside Arborist is taking the business in your area and cause we don't, like I told you, we don't have a sales agreement, nor did we ever strike one up. for that whole reason of I didn't want their liabilities. Right. But we are, you know, we're in cahoots. My lead guy on the crew was their lead guy. Mm-hmm. And so we talk through him all the time. SafeTech gives us leads that they get on a regular basis.
Okay.
So it's not like a weird scenario, but it's weird in the fact that like I wouldn't lead it off by going, I understand that you were bought out by Creekside Argus.
Because yeah, no, not at all.
That's the way I phrase it. That's not necessarily the way they would
see it. I actually wouldn't even mention you in that call.
Okay.
It would just more so be like, hey, your site's dormant, your listing's no longer active, are you guys going to proceed with this? Because if you're not going to proceed with it, we don't want it floating around, then we'll actually expunge it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I won't be bringing up your name or anything like that.
Okay. No, that works.
Yeah, I don't want to make it uncomfortable for you. Then you got them calling you, trying to cuss you out or something, you know?
Yeah, the whole thing has been weird. It kind of fell backwards into my lap. Like I said, the other company that I fully on bought, I got everything. So I've got the Google profile and everything
from
1997 when the company. Yeah, I know.
This company will connect you with like the agency that, you know, whether they got the domain for them or is doing the advertising. Usually that's a part of it too. So that way you don't lose those listings because that's part of your book of business technically. You know, a lot of times that's what guys are selling are those reviews and that reputation that they built up there. They want to keep that going.
Yeah, and this company was like everything was on paper. I'm shocked they even had a website. Like it was one of those. It was one of those. I've got their old phone school number in my phone. That's why I'm going to call them, kind of thing. I saw their ad. I didn't find them on Google. None of that stuff. So
yeah. Well, it looks like they had.
I think they ended up in Google.
They only have five.
The company. Related. Yeah, the company opened in 2003, 2002, something like that. It's been around a while.
They're online listings, are new, I mean, though.
Yeah.
Like, they've only been online.
Yeah, and
for a bit.
Yeah, well, and that's the same way. So my other company is Integrity Painting and Gutters, and they were the exact same way. They just pumped all their money over the years into Angie's List. So, like, from Google, it looks like we barely exist. You go
that's
to Angie's
a money
List,
pit.
I've got over 500 5-star reviews.
All costs. All Andy
I hate it.
Does, yeah,
I
they
hate it.
They put themselves on Google, but if one person fills out that form, like they go on to Google the price shop and they like see this form, they fill it out, they send it to like five people, six people, and they charge all of you. Yeah, whether you get it or not. I try to dissuade people from that, especially if they're a new company and they have a limited budget. Like, don't do that. You'll bankrupt the business in a hurry.
Yeah.
Send you $100.
Yeah, well, and we, So unfortunately, on the other side, since I've got 500 five-star reviews, people naturally come to us and start messaging me and will call me directly to Angie's List. Works great. Have no issues. I pay like $550 a month. I get unlimited. Wow. It seems like I get unlimited leads. I tried the same thing on Creekside Arborist. The leads are absolute garbage. I have no support. So I had intended to call them actually today after I had the conversation with the Ollie Ollie guy yesterday. And reduce that marketing budget because I'm getting nowhere with them. It is a total lost cause. Mm.
I see your Integrity
anyway,
stuff right here. Your Google listing's got 11, but I see your Angie's has like 501. It would be so nice if through our app and our tracking system, we have a way for you to send people live links to your Google business profile for Creekside. And like, usually you're supposed to send that out when they complete the jobs, but I have guys a lot of times go back into their old reviews and just send them that link and see if we could just build up their reviews on Google pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That reputation on Google.
Oh, I would love to. My problem, and to be honest with you, I guess I'll say I'm looking for a partner in this space.
Okay.
You know, like around the dollar figures you're talking about. Eventually, to potentially do both companies. I enjoy writing my own websites, but the SEO and that kind of thing is
outdated too.
I guess the best way to phrase it is ever changing.
Yeah.
It seems like every time I switch to do research on it, it's like, oh, they're using different logic to build the SEO, and I'm like, God damn it! Like, who's consistent on this shit?
Yes, the algorithm updates. Like, I get them as they happen. So it's literally like once a week we get a new algorithm update where the smallest thing could decide if you're showing or not.
So we have to, like, keep up with those to keep you up there.
Yeah, that part is what's exhausting. Like, I'm getting – we do a lot of advertising on Integrity Painting to keep it alive. And if I can boost that Google listing as opposed to spend some of that money on advertising, I would love it.
Yeah.
I'd much rather spend the money with a company like you guys than, you know, like right now, I think I'm spending like $2,600 a month or $2,800 a month on Valpak alone.
Okay.
And so
I have to make sure we don't have a painting company in Licking, but let's start out with this tree service, get Creekside going, and then we'll be communicating, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Let's do this as a trial.
Yeah.
I want to get Creekside stood up and looking like a $1 million piece, and then we'll address the other side.
As long as you have realistic expectations, it won't be an overnight thing, right? We gotta get it all going.
No.
We'll
hell, even when you build a website, it can take a couple of days before all the DNS servers start to pick it up. So
right.
That's not a big deal. I get that. Like I said, I'm a tech guy by trade. In fact, I'm still a full-time tech guy by trade. So it's not a shocker to me, So anyway, ask away. I've got to get to a kid.
Okay. All right.
Softball.
I'm ready. I just got to fill out this form real quick and secure you. All right. What's your email address?
Okay. So it is scott@creeksidearborists.com.
Okay. And then this phone number is the best phone number for the Google business profile and the clients to contact you?
Yes. This is the company number. It rings two of us.
Okay. I'm going to have them offer you the Google voice tracking number during your client interview.
Okay. We can go over it and
yeah, I think it'll be a benefit from you since you have multiple businesses. I just want to make sure we're clearly differentiating what's what for you. You know, you don't have any
right. Yeah, and I don't
confusion.
I don't have an active contract with Verizon, so if it's one of those things that it seems more lucrative to switch, we can.
Well, it's not any extra cost to you to get it. Like, we're just including that as part of the service. The only time they would charge you anything would be if you want to do, like, a custom greeting. Like, thank you for calling Creekside Arborist. You know, they'll set it up for, like, a one-time payment, $20, you know. But
no, I just meant if we want to port the number, if we end up getting to the point that we want to port the number over from Verizon to Google, I'm not under a contract, so I can move this number. If I decide that's the right route.
That one makes me a little uneasy, only if there was an issue where, like, you did cancel it and then that number's still on there or something, you know, you guys fell apart and that's still there. That would be kind of slippery, but you could always call in, I guess.
Well, and I've got, like, a dozen numbers or something on my Verizon business account, so it's not, like, I don't plan on nixing Verizon altogether, but...
You must not have kids or something, Scott, because I don't know how you keep track of all this stuff.
I have six children.
Oh, my God. So you just become a
master
at it. One
of them works for the Arborist company.
Okay.
I'm just a busy guy.
King of chaos. All right. Well, is Scott short for anything?
Nope, that's the full name.
Okay, two T's, right? Just want to make sure I got that right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. And then the last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Two S's, two L's.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, there's a golfer I follow, young guy with that last name, so I've been seeing that one a lot. Okay. 7105 Harmony Church Road, still accurate for you?
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you this, though.
That's my home address, and that's where we run the company.
Okay. Is there any other company that you've tried to register with Google at this address?
Integrity Painting is under this address as well.
Okay.
Both of them operate out of the same place.
I see that, actually. Oh, man. Do you have a different address?
Is that an issue?
Yeah.
No, I've got 20-some acres here, multiple buildings. This is where we run both of them out of.
Yeah, because the business is already verified under this address for Integrity, and I know the second I submit that, they're going to go discrepancy, and they're going to flag it. And it's two different businesses, same address, even though the phone numbers are different.
Can it be Can it be something like building one or something weird?
Yeah.
Building 105, building one?
Yeah, it just has, okay. There has to be something that differentiates.
Because we can do... Okay, because we can do that. I don't have customers come to my house for either company.
Yeah,
we literally just have the crews come here and we do all the maintenance out of here. Fuel.
We don't
here,
have
all
to display it at all, Scott. It's just the AI portion of it. When we do Google verification, like it just picks up name, address, phone number, website. Like we submit that profile. If they see two businesses with that same address, it flags it. So it's like there has to be something different. I could put building one in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep. Building, well, I've got multiple outbuildings. I'll put a giant one on one of them if I need to.
Yeah. Cause you can, okay. Cause you don't want to have those discrepancies. It'll actually end up suspending Integrity's listing too, you know? So I want to make sure we have something different.
Lovely.
There. Yeah. You don't want
that. So that probably explains why I had registered Creekside on Google and I got the postcard, postcard filled it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Integrity still not showing up. And I thought, well, maybe it just needs time. It's only been a month, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll let you fix that part. That's your baby then.
Yeah, we got you. That's just the minor things, but it makes a huge difference. Like I've had guys do that. They try to put the same number on two different businesses and it gets flagged and they're both down, you know, and it has the opposite effect.
Yeah, I could see that.
Usually they want completely different addresses, but if I put building one and then if they say, hey, they can't resend that letter, you could add us as manager to that Google business profile that you have there. We're not going to create a duplicate, but we'll get in there and then we could literally do a three-way call with Google and video verify and explain like, hey, this is same guy, two different businesses, and we'll verify it that way too.
Yep.
If we have to.
Yeah, I can bring them up and show them. Camera, two different sets of equipment.
that's what they look for. They'll be like, okay, show us the mailbox, show us the front. Okay, what equipment do you use? And it's like, okay, you know, and they push it through. They just want to make sure it's real.
Yeah,
you're not trying to get the same.
It's very different equipment from, it's very different equipment from tree removal and painting. We have a couple pieces that go in between the two, primarily lifts.
Cut these
the rest of it, I don't need
right
a
here
giant wood chipper.
Yeah.
I'm not using paintbrushes to take down trees.
Yeah, I just throw the bucket in the wood chipper and his house is painted, you know?
There you go. Blow it all over the side.
All right, so I got your account created for the most part. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed? Or how did you set it up originally?
So hours of operation on this company are actually 24/7. And I don't know. You tell me how this is typically done because this is new to me. Painting, we just operate 8 to 5. The tree side, technically 8 to 5. However, this
emergency
is the kind of industry where like,
storms
come through and there's a tree on my roof. Yes, I've got the phone in my pocket. We can dispatch a crew.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's a way you can put on there like standard business hours are 8 to 5 Monday to Friday. Emergency business hours are 24/7.
Yeah, 24/7 emergency services available.
Okay.
It'll be right under your hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Easy fix. All right, and then you can accept cash, check, and card from these customers.
We are not in the position to do card yet. That's part of the back end stuff. Some of that stuff takes forever to stand up.
Yeah. You want a whole different business card and then they get you your merchant processing. It's a process.
Well, and with the other business that I got and took a name, it's been around since 97. All these services that I'm trying to utilize are real weird about the fact that it's a net new company and I have no history on overall revenue, so they don't want to work with me, and I don't get it. It's been a bigger pain in the ass than I expected.
Okay.
So
sometimes you could just go down to the bank and they'll resolve it for you. But sorry, I'm multitasking too.
You're good. These are third party services that I'm struggling with through that back end system I was telling you about called Arbistar that does all of our CRM. It's got stuff built in to use, and that's what's been a pain in the ass. So I need to finish straightening it out, and obviously I've got a bunch of irons in the fire, so it hasn't been a major priority yet.
Okay, different building number. Sorry, he's messaging me about this verification. He already picked it up that fast, Caesar. okay. while I'm on the line with you. And he's going, okay, if we change it to building one, there's a chance that they still might flag it. And then video verification. It says ask client if there is another address that he could use, even though we hide the address. So is there like another place maybe where we could verify it? Like, I mean, I don't know if it's like a neighboring house. You said you have multiple buildings on the same lot, right?
Yeah, but we only have one address number.
Yeah.
I've got about a half a mile driveway that comes back to my place. Mm-hmm. We have one other house on the lane, a good friend, neighbor of mine. We could put down his address if it's not shown. It's 7099.
Okay.
And then I can tell him, like, is anything going to come in the mail, or is it literally
that's the way it's supposed to go?
Because it would
So what I'm going to do, Scott, okay, so I'm creating the account right now, right? I'm going to try to push it through how we discussed originally with just the building one. But
okay.
if there is an issue, they're going to say during the client interview that we'll need to use a different address, then we're going to want to get that guy's address, okay? And then we might not even have to do the mail thing. It just might go straight to the video verification. If that's the case, it's like a phone call. You go over to his yard, you know, and then we could push it through that way for you, you know? But I just
and geographically, it shows it, like if you pull up my address, it puts a pen out at the road where all of our shared driveways come together. So it wouldn't be that far-fetched because the mailboxes sit side by side. Like, it's the right driveway. I can see the house from here. I'm looking at it while we're on the phone.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at it from the satellite image here. So I'm just seeing Harmony Church kind of does that L there.
Yep, it does an L shape. And then if you look, if you're coming from the next cross-section.
Oh, wow, yeah, that driveway.
See the driveway snakes way back in and around the first house of the house I'm talking about. My house is all the way back to back.
Man, you could build a golf course out there.
I could. We do all kinds of fun things out here. Golfing's not one of them, but I could.
Yeah. I'd put at least a little par 3 out there somewhere. That's awesome. That's beautiful. Okay. All right. I see what you're talking about, though, here. This shouldn't be a problem. We just have to manually get on it instead of, you know, I know once we try to process this on the machine, it just picks up the Google Maps. It's going to flag it just based off its AI, you know. They're just reading the numbers. No, you're fine.
No, I got you.
Just
Sorry,
be prepared
I'm
for that.
Shoulder tap. They need help.
Okay.
Almost done.
Okay. So
right,
I just got to schedule client interview time and secure the first month's payment of the $299.
All right. Let me walk in the office and I can look at my work computer real quick and see what my timeline looks like for tomorrow. What spots I have open.
And it'll be any time between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The last one's 6 and 7.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Take your time.
Way down here. Sorry, my office is in the basement.
And I think I heard a little kid too, so I was like, okay, no worries.
Yeah, I'm just screaming when I walk by.
I got two boys myself. I don't know how you do six.
Well, one of them works for me, so that helps out a lot.
You don't sound old enough, though, to have an adult child.
I'm 34. He was my wife's son, and he is 20. So
got it.
Tomorrow, wow, I don't really have anything on my books. How long do you guys want, an hour?
Yeah, it doesn't usually take that long, but just in case.
Okay. I can do a noon, a 12:30, a 1, 1:30. I'm open from noon on, so.
Okay, let's go 12 to 1 tomorrow.
Okay, I'll put it on my books here, so.
I'm going to send you a calendar.
You're going to send me a calendar, but.
Yeah, I got you. And then we'll text you 1 hour before as well, just as a heads up.
Okay.
So it's going to be titled Local Splash Client Interview. And it'll go to Scott at Creekside Arborist. And we're going to call you on this line we're on right now. Okay. See.
If
if you could do me a favor and put down an alternative contact number, I'll give you my cell.
Okay.
The one thing I don't love about this service is when I'm on the phone, it won't ring the other guy's phone, and it's sometimes sending people to voicemail and sometimes just not even letting it go through.
Google Voice.
If
you're gonna love that.
Enough.
Yeah, we'll help you out.
Okay.
We'll get that squared away for you too, but I'll put a cell phone down just
okay.
in case. I'm ready for you.
Yeah, you ready for it? 614 560-5762.
Okay. Update. All right, and then when I process your payment, it's actually going to send the outline of the agreement, the receipt and everything to the scott@creeksidearborist.com, and then it's going to send to your cell phone
okay.
now that I have it in there. So it's going to come through that 604
okay.
or 614 number.
Okay, that's fine. Right. Let me know when you need card number.
Okay, let me go to billing. All right, and then I'm going to put you on platinum for $299 and waive the setup fee for you. And then website's included. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it is 4384.
4384?
853. Yep, 8535.
8535.
1928.
1928.
9250.
9250. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
08 of 28.
08 of 28, and then three-digit code on the back.
990.
90. Okay. Sit tight with me. I'm going to get you the agreement and everything in writing, okay?
Yep, you're good.
All right. Boom. Okay, and then platinum. I feel better about giving you this deal knowing that you have other businesses that will probably be able to onboard later.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking at me like, are you trying to make money or not? You know, and I'm like, look, he's got other companies,
well,
so, you know, maybe later.
It's, you know, I'll be honest, I get this phone call all the time for integrity painting too, and it's really, really hard to decipher
which
route to even go with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I did Thrive for a little bit with Integrity Painting. Absolute disaster. Would never recommend Thrive to anybody.
SEO. Yeah. If they don't have
the
that
SEO wasn't even what I was
like, if they don't have that badge, it's live linked and it says Premier Google Partner, because they can get the regular Google Partner. Like, you could probably get that yourself. If you started up a marketing agency, you just got to get to like $20,000 or something like that. And like ad spend with this, this is a premier partnership. So we're specializing in search ads and it's millions of dollars. And we have like history, you know, we started doing SEO in 2004.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's,
gotcha.
It's a lot different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that wasn't even my problem with Thrive. Thrive made a bunch of promises about the way their system would link into my QuickBooks back end that didn't pan out whatsoever. They built a website, and I think my 11-year-old could have done better. It looked terrible. A lot of the buttons didn't work. I was done with it. I actually let them go, and the same night updated my DNS entry and wrote my own website that was better.
It's like they're not
all
interested
in
making
hour
money. Like, oh, let me go ahead and burn a bridge with this guy. That's actually, you know, it's like, that doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah,
I hear you, though.
Sure.
I hear you. If you have those bad experiences and it's kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do this again, but I appreciate you giving us your trust. I'll send over my direct number and extension, too, so that way you got a familiar voice.
Okay.
If you ever want to call in, you know, just let me know and I can get in there and explain it to you. I'm a real straight shooter.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. I won't promise you the moon and the stars if we can't deliver, you know? But this stuff is it's easy.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. So you should be getting everything in writing, though, here, Scott. I know you got some stuff in front of you want to focus on.
Yeah.
So first month's payment, just so you know, I have to disclose this with you. Process is today. It's May 7, 2025. It's $299. Each month moving forward, you're going to keep that $299 price for everything in the Platinum package. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you.
Right.
Everything's in writing, though. If you go to that text, you'll see subscription terms, and it'll have it all in black and white. Try to sign off on that, and then we'll follow up with you tomorrow at noon to go over the client interview, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll look for it.
You're very welcome. You have a great day. I'm looking forward to working with you.
You too. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.